More than 17 million gallons of grape juice is sitting in what amounts to be a huge refrigerator. It's Welch's grape juice ready to be bottled. About the size of a gymnasium, the cooler's covered with tile, and the juice is stored in big stainless steel tanks. Paul Zorzi is the plant manager. He says they have to regularly clean the tanks, and first they rinse them with water to clean out the remaining juice.
Juice would be typically be anywhere from 10 to 20% sugar, so what goes down the drain might be 0.3.
Since there's still a little bit of grape juice and sugar in that wastewater, it can still be used. Behind the plant, the faint smell of grape juice wafts from a bubbling tank of wastewater. It looks kind of like a purple jacuzzi. And in a nearby shed, Gannon University professor Rick Diz has built a pilot system to convert the sugar in that grape juice wastewater into electricity. With the help of the Ohio biotechnology firm Nanologix, he's coaxing millions of microorganisms to consume the sugar and produce hydrogen.
The sort of bacteria that produce hydrogen and actually other biofuels of one sort or another just love sugar. Just like for people, sugar is the easiest thing to digest for many organisms.
Diz says if you keep introducing the food, that sugar from the watered-down grape juice, the microbe population will double every 24 to 48 minutes. He's trying to keep the conditions just right to encourage hydrogen-producing microbes to grow, while at the same time discouraging methane-producing ones. They feed on hydrogen, and it can be a careful balancing act. When the microbes produce enough gas, the pressure trips a switch, and the hydrogen is pumped into a slender, high-pressure holding tank.
And so far, we've been quite successful. We are, in fact, producing hydrogen gas, and we have used that gas to run an engine that generated electricity for us on just a demonstration purpose.
As you can imagine, there are all sorts of industries that create waste sugar water, from fruit juices and sodas to candy makers. So there's lots of potential to generate hydrogen and then electricity from residual sugar and wastewater. But Diz says the Welch's system is the only one in the U.S. to successfully do this outside of a laboratory setting. The Welch's plant in Erie, Pennsylvania, spends about $1.5 million a year for electricity and wastewater treatment each. It hopes a large-scale project that Diz will build this spring can put a dent in those bills.
Welch's is certainly one of the first companies that we've heard of who's expressed a serious interest in producing hydrogen from microorganisms.
That's Patrick Surface at the National Hydrogen Association. He says developing renewable ways to generate hydrogen is ideal for a greener energy sector, but the methods have to be economically worth it.
And now the trick is to make the leap from the laboratory to real-world applications and using the hydrogen to actually produce real electricity or meet some kind of other energy need.
Surface says if Welch's makes good on its plans to build a large-scale bioreactor, it'll be a major step for renewable hydrogen and an example for the rest of the nation's over 200 beverage makers and bottlers. For the Environment Report, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.